Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate the call. Dr. Jose Batista is a professor of economics at Xavier University and joins us on the live line. Professor, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me, Dave.
At midnight last night, the dock workers made good on their promise to go on strike, even after they were offered a 50% raise, a huge increase in benefits, and other things that they'd been asking for. But they didn't get the guarantee that robots, AI, computers, and automation won't take their jobs. How big an issue is this going to become? We saw it with the Hollywood writers already. Now we're seeing it with the dock workers.
Yeah, it is going to be a major sticking point, because what they're afraid of, what the longshoremen are afraid of, is in economics what we call structural unemployment, getting replaced by technology. And in terms of the definition of unemployment, structural unemployment is now built in to what economists refer to as the natural rate of unemployment. So it's part of the definition. And to say that you want a guarantee, so you're not going to be part of it. Businesses still have to be in business to make money, to make profits, and if the productivity results in a worker being replaced by a more efficient machine, that's what's going to happen.
Have there been union strife with big business in the past about using technology to improve productivity or increase profits? I don't remember when computers were in their infancy, these kinds of things being labor issues. I don't remember, obviously, because I wasn't around, but as one person pointed out, when the gasoline engine became a reality, putting cowboys or whatever out of business, I don't remember these issues in the past. Has this been part of labor strife in the past, and has there ever been an effort to guarantee that people won't be replaced by technology?
Well, it isn't so much the replacement, but the attrition takes place over time. You know, for example, if you go to the airport, right, the kiosks are there, and once upon a time, you would have you'd have employees, you know, checking you in and checking your bag, you know, and providing. Now, you know, you have to go to the kiosk first, and you process your own bag tag, and then you hand your bag over to one employee only. And so, therefore, again, you know, as the technology is incorporated, the attrition in terms of in workers, you know, takes place over time. So again, it may not be sudden. It may not be a significant number all at once. But again, when the technology is introduced over time, you know, it's a matter of what hiring fewer workers.
And so is there room for compromise on this issue? Because the dock workers want an absolute ban on robots unloading ships. And that's really what one of the major sticking points in this contract comes down to. Do you see where there could be any kind of compromise in terms of, well, we'll only reduce employment levels by X percentage per year if they're willing to give them some guarantees that not everyone's going to keep their job, but at least they'll only cut X percentage of jobs a year? Can there be compromise, do you think?
Yes, there can be compromise, but again, the compromise has to come with a demonstration to management that the workers will contribute, or again, contribute to the productivity of the company. So, yeah, if you're a worker and you're being told, okay, you're going to be replaced by a machine, demonstrate that you still have the skill set to work with that machine, or demonstrate that your skills are needed to make that machine an integral part of the company. But if you still have work skills that are 10, 15, 20 years old, and you say, you know, I still want to guarantee my job, well, then again, you don't have very much of a negotiating point, reaching an agreement is going to be hard. You know, is going to be very, very difficult to achieve. Management is going to go ahead and push with the new technology.
And it seems like that is kind of the evolution of employment, and it always has been, at least since the Industrial Revolution in our nation, that this is the natural progression of things. But I guess that's, as the previous caller had indicated, Arthur said, that's why there are unions. If you don't like it, join a union, because unions have also been there historically to fight for worker rights and to try and, if not stop, slow at least some of these progressions, right?
Well, yeah, if you manage to join a union, yes, you benefit from that. But again, you take a look at union membership over the recent years, it has not been on the increase. And so therefore, again, you know, those that don't get to join a union, they aren't receiving the benefits, but nevertheless, they still have to make a living, right? Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
The argument, well, you know, if you're not making enough, join a union. Well, the union only has so many benefits to spread around, right?
I've been in unions at points in my life, different jobs I've had. Most of my life, I have not been in a union. But there was a couple of places where I worked that they were a, quote, union shop, and you had to join the union if you wanted to work there. So I have some experience with unions, but I've had loved ones. I've never had a union go on strike that represented me, but I've had loved ones that had a union go on strike. And as strikes wear on, it's very difficult on workers because you have to make the decision, do I want to make my point and fight for long-term benefits that the union says I deserve and we can get, or do I want to feed my family now? Do I want to pay my bills now? And I think it's very difficult for workers to go on strike. Thank God I've never had to decide if I want to go on strike or not, but that's got to be a very difficult, and I know people who have personally gone through it, that it is a very difficult decision to make.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt that, you know, the dilemma is there. But again, the dilemma is also on the part of the business, where while the strike is going on, they're experiencing intermediate supply chain issues, and which is going to be detrimental to their bottom line. So to the extent to which businesses start making losses because of a strike, then you're going to have this cycle or multiplier effect of or a negative multiplier effect throughout different industries.
Let's talk about the economic impacts that we could see from this dock workers strike. Obviously, the shorter it is, the less impact it'll have. But if this is a serious impasse, if the two sides cannot agree on a final contract and we see an elongated strike that the docks cannot get so-called scabs to cross the picket lines and come work for them, or they can't put robots immediately into action right now, or automation immediately into action, and we see a serious supply chain disruption, paint a picture for us of what that's going to mean to individuals and their personal accounts in terms of their shopping expenses, and also things like we've heard about a shortage of Christmas presents, a shortage of Mardi Gras throws, and those kinds of things.
Sure. J.P. Morgan Chase put out an estimate that was in the Wall Street Journal today that the economic impact of this could be anywhere between $3.8 billion to $4.5 billion a day, a loss in economic activity. All right. That's not loose change. You multiply that times, days, weeks, and, hopefully not months. You're talking about significant amounts of loss to the economy. How it affects you and me and so-called regular people, it all depends upon, again, what are the specific products and, what stage of the supply chain is affected. If you're talking about strictly retail products that are imported from abroad, such as food, toys, and clothing, well, what's going to happen there is you're going to see shortages very quickly, because these products are going to they're going to sell out fast, right? And then on the other hand, you have other products such as furniture and vehicles. Well, the expectation of inflationary prices taking place, that can also result in people rushing to the stores to buy first before prices go up, while the supply is still out, still out in the ships or can't come in, right? On the other hand, you also have the situation where you have inputs or resources or capital goods that are used for production purposes, production of final goods, and there you're going to have a situation where the inflation, the higher price level, is going to take place over a longer time period. So even after the strike is over, as these intermediate goods come in line for production, well, the shortage is already there. Prices are going to rise through the supply chain and eventually result in greater inflationary pressure.
So bottom line is we could all be paying a whole lot more for a whole lot of things if this drags on.
It's a very strong possibility, yes, because again, the extent to which this is not something that's located, just on the East Coast or just here in the South, it's a major exposure to essentially the entire southern and east coast of the country.
And the ripple effects are huge, too, and I think we can't underlook those, that just having the dock workers go on strike will affect so many other professionals and industries, from the people who operate the trains, not just the cranes, but the trains and the trucks, to the people who work in any kind of retail or manufacturing. And the list goes on and on. The ripple effect could be huge, so that a lot of people could really be hurt by this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's so true. At the same time, you know, do union workers, the question is, do union workers want to face a pushback from the public that doesn't serve them or their companies, the notoriety, if you want to put it back. You know, I go back to the, the 1980s when the air traffic controllers threatened to strike. And, you know, immediately Reagan, you know, President Reagan came out and said, you know, you realize the burden you're putting on our entire transportation system and, you know, the detriment that it's going to cause there. People bought onto that and they realized that, you know, that's a problem that the union didn't want to accept to be responsible for. You go back even farther in 62. When JFK came out in his speech and told the steel workers that their threat to strike over higher wages is so self-serving that it's not in the interest of the entire economy, when the United States was a major producer of steel throughout the world. So again, you know, there are two sides to it, you know. We usually get on through the media, the labor side, but again, there's also that pushback that can take place as it prolongs.
And maybe that's one of the reasons we're not seeing union growth. We're seeing union decline across this country as there is pushback against those unions, and maybe they're not the most popular of organizations.
Yeah, no, and like I said, you know, if you manage to be able to join a union, as the caller said, yeah, fine and dandy, you know, you're in the driver's seat. But if you're not, then you take a look at the other side. They say, wait a second, all right, you don't have to improve your skills, and you're getting this, you know, this 77% increase in wages. In order to survive and make my, you know, $30, $40 an hour, $20 an hour, I have to prove to my employer that, you know, I'm worth the $30, $40.
Yeah, learn how to program those robots, learn how to fix those robots, learn how to evolve in the industry as the industry evolves, I guess, is often the message. And that's how you can guarantee your own personal well-being. You mentioned a couple of presidents intervening in other labor situations in the past. President Biden could order these dock workers back to work. He has the executive power to do that. He's chosen not to. Throughout history, do presidents tend to get involved or not get involved in these sorts of things?
It's something where, to the extent to which that's a function of the
more politics than economics.
Exactly. It's a matter of timing as to what the
And I know you're not. I know you're not a political analyst, but I'll ask you. And if you don't want to answer or can't answer, that's fine. But is it perhaps that right now Biden believes that it's better for Harris if he doesn't intervene, and that's why he's not, be with the election just 35, 34 days away?
Yes, that could be. That's a very strong scenario because again, we're still in. We're still in inflationary times, and if you are in a position where you're promoting, the settlement of a or the prolonging of a strike, so to guarantee higher wages of union workers, which is going to result in a transfer into higher retail prices, then that's going to come back to haunt you, if you take that side. On the other side, if you say, well, it's a part of the economy, to negotiate these things, to let, markets work to the extent to which they can, then you're in a safer place.
Yeah, and I seem to remember when the United Auto Workers were having their labor issues because they didn't want to be replaced by battery makers with the transition more and more to electric vehicles, which may or may not actually happen. But that was one of the big deals that they were fighting for the unions, for the United Auto Workers, and with the automakers that shut down production. President Biden did not order them back to work either. So I guess at least he's being consistent. But at this point, it must be more of a political issue than an economic one if he's choosing to stay on the sidelines. He's not technically a lame duck yet until his replacement is elected, but he's pretty near a lame duck. Professor Bautista, anything else you want to share with us as we see the first few hours now since midnight of this dock worker strike that could have crippling effects on our economy in a fight over whether or not they should be guaranteed they won't be replaced by technology?
Well, the longevity of this strike is really going to depend on, what end products are affected, right? If you have, products that are have great demand intensity to them, then again, this strike can be very damaging on the economy. If you have, the strike affecting resource products or products that are used in the production process in the middle stages of the supply chain, then again, the impact there can be kind of hidden, where the average consumer doesn't see those price increases immediately.
Dr. Bautista, I appreciate your sharing your expertise with us and joining us here on WWL. I hope we don't have to talk to you for weeks and weeks or coming months about this issue, but we know you'll be there for us on this and all other economic issues. We appreciate your being here on WWL. Have a great afternoon.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. You certainly enjoyed it.
He's economist from Xavier, Dr. Jose Bautista. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. I want to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Would you intervene if you were the president of the United States to stop this for what could be crippling to our economy and really, really have all of us struggling in the coming weeks and months if this doesn't end quickly with prices of everything going up? And what do you think about the demand? Should workers demand they won't be replaced by technology? Dr. Bautista said that's happened historically since the Industrial Revolution in the United States. That's the normal progression of business, that companies find ways to be more productive and more profitable. And it's coming at a time when there's a worker shortage anyway. So should that be something that workers are guaranteed when many companies can't find enough workers to fill the jobs that are there. I want to hear from you. Call me and text me right now, 504-260-1870. Back with your calls and texts next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.